Weekend just around the corner, and at this time every week we have the weekly feed, which looks at some very yummy things to check out over the weekend, and why not during the week as well. It is time for Burger Boy to return to us. Adrian,
Burger Boy is here. He's in the building.
Reporting for duty.
Absolutely.
Now, you've been there's a lot of burger joints cropping up all over town.
Absolutely, yeah.
A lot of them claim to be the best burger Sydney, but in the universe.
Exactly.
I've seen a couple of signs like that. Your job is to explore that. So where have you been this week?
Okay, we've been to Pub Life Kitchen at the Lord Wolseley there at Pyrmont.
Okay.
So you walk in the pub, your classic sort of old school Australian pub out the front, doesn't look very like there's much happening. You then walk through, come out the back, and then there's this restaurant. You wouldn't know it was there, really, unless you knew it was there.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not a very big place. It gets insanely busy. Insanely busy. A lot of people sort of flock there for
at
the
lunchtime.
Burgers. At lunchtime,
uh-huh,
of course.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, it's good. It's good.
All right. So talk us through the what's what.
Yeah. Okay. So all patties are made in-house. So this bloke is grinding his own meat and making his own patties.
Mm-hmm.
They are massive.
Is that uncommon? Like people not normally doing that at burger plates?
These guys seem to promote that. So I dare say they probably are, but mm-hmm. these blokes really push the fact that they do it all in-house.
Okay.
They are a massive 200 grams. It doesn't sound like much, but for a burger patty,
you think about you go and buy mint at the supermarket, that's usually in 500-gram packs. So
yeah,
it's,
so
yeah,
essentially
about
half that.
Oh, just in a patty.
Just in one patty.
Okay, that's big.
Yeah, so his we order the OG, which is sort of their go-to burger.
The OG.
Okay. Yeah, so you've got the patty, you've got pickles, cheese, lettuce, tomato, and a house-made aioli / sauce. You'll be happy with this. It comes with fries.
Wow!
Yes!
As part of the...
Comes with fries. That's what your $17 gets you. Gets your burger, gets your fries as well.
Mm-hmm.
You have got the add-ons as well. You can get bacon, which is $4 on top of that. It's nice bacon.
$4?
$4 of bacon.
How many bits of bacon is that?
I don't know. I'd say to be, you know, 3 or 4 maybe.
Okay.
On the burger itself.
All right.
And then you can get additional sauce as well, mayo and also gravy for extra coin as well.
All right. What about the bun? What's the bun like?
The bun's seeded, which I'm not a massive fan of. Just got little sesame seeds on top. Toasted, I think it's toasted too much. I prefer the, we've spoken about this, I like the your cloudy, fluffy, soft rolls.
Why do you hate seeded buns?
I get stuck in your teeth and just gets annoying.
Okay.
Get it out of there.
All right.
Just give me the classic cheeseburger bun.
Yep, cloudy, yep.
Yeah, absolutely. The patty itself, so these house-made patties, 200 grams, speaking about medium rare, cooked perfectly. Cooked
perfect.
Incredibly well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think your best steak you've ever had, just like, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
Yep.
The meat flavor is incredibly strong in this burger as well. You've got the pickles and you've got your sauce and stuff in there, but it's still quite overpowering with this huge meat patty.
This dense meat taste.
Mm-hmm. The sauces, so it's also got tomato sauce and mustard, American mustard on the burger itself.
Yep.
That's something it loses marks for me. I'd rather be able to put that stuff in if I want it, or you know, you can't sort of take it out once it's already in there.
Okay.
So that's one thing that it loses marks. That, it loses marks for that. The meat flavor's too much for me.
Too much meat.
Too much meat.
Okay.
Too much meat flavor.
And overdid it.
As we said, the seeded bun, it loses points for that. Drinks, they don't have drinks out the back in this restaurant. You've got to go through to the front bar to get your drinks.
Yep.
That was a bit of a bummer as well, but I mean, yeah, for what that's worth. I want to sit down and get everything delivered to me.
Yeah, geez. What about, you mentioned the chips come with, or the fries, excuse me, come fries, with the $17 price point.
Yes.
What are the chips like?
Chips are good. Your classic sort of, you know, Macca's chips, the thinly cut potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
They're salted, they're that. They're nice.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
This isn't Chip Boy, though.
So, okay.
He's on next week.
It's a bit of ups and downs in this one.
Overall, 7 out of 10. Loses points for the bun, the overpowering meat. But
overpowering
it
meat. What do you expect? There's 200 grams of meat there.
It's too much.
Okay.
It's too much for me.
Well, there you go. That's the OG burger at the Lord Wolseley
at Pyrmont.
What's it called again? The place? Pub?
The Pub Life Kitchen.
Pub Life Kitchen. Okay, there you go. Yeah. So thank you, Burger Boy.
Thank you.
Doing the hard yards, tasting Sydney's
so tough.
Sydney's burgers. We'll catch you next time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.